half of the states in the United States will be doing this next year? Want to guess? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 30th day of December. Only one more day, kids. Thanks for being with us. In other news, siphoning $36 billion in fraudulent unemployment benefits. Yeah, that's a story. Speaking of unemployment, Senator McConnell just stuck a fork in added stimulus dollars. We're going to talk about corn and soybeans for a moment today. Podcasting is hot. How do we know? Ask Amazon. The Wall Street Report and another work-from-home story. For the interview, it's Ro Crosby from Tarot International with a new offering, Tarot Clinics, learning in small doses. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a trading company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Yeah, we've only got one more day of 2020 left, kids. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Let's get into it, shall we? Next year, half of the states in the United States will raise their minimum wage. That's up from 21 states this year. All but Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, and Virginia will hike their hourly minimum wage tomorrow. And due to the victory of President-elect Joe Biden, the federal minimum wage, which hasn't seen an increase in more than a decade, could finally get a boost. Biden has pledged to boost the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and eliminate the tipped minimum wage, which is the low base pay given to employees who make most of their compensation from tips. In addition, he has said he would index the minimum wage to match inflation. Now, had that been done a decade ago, we would not be in this pickle. Workers earning the $7.25 federal minimum wage 10 years ago were being paid the inflation-adjusted equivalent of $8.70 an hour in this year's dollars. In other words, workers now earning the federal minimum wage are paid 17% less than they would have been paid 10 years ago. Let that sink in. Now, whether Biden will get the chance to raise the minimum wage will likely come down to the runoff election in Georgia, where both seats are up for grabs on Tuesday. USA Today has a remarkable story about how people are easily gobbling up $36 billion in fraudulent unemployment claims. Here's how it works. The fraud starts when the thief compiles a list of real people and then turns to databases of hacked financial information. Now, those sites charge about $2 per person, and for that $2, the hacker links the name to a date of birth and a Social Security number. Now, in most states, that's all the information you need to file an unemployment claim. Even states that require additional information, like your mother's maiden name, where you were born, and what high school you went to, are all available online. And then, once armed with the data, the rest is, as they say, easy money. And that easy money has been inflated following the boost in unemployment payments. Most of this flies under the radar of the state's ability to track the payments, and when the scam is found, it tends to delay payments to real out-of-work Americans. So now you know, $36 billion. With $600 stimulus checks being routed to bank accounts and paper checks coming out in the next week or so, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today put a fork in the Democrat effort to raise the funding to $2,000 per person, effectively killing one of President Trump's top priorities in the final days of his presidency. McConnell said that he's opposed to the measure because he believes it would inflate the U.S. debt and benefit families who are not in need of the financial assistance. So there is that, too. Well, here's something worth sharing. Today, corn capped its longest ever rally, and soybeans broke above $13 a bushel for the first time since 2014. Why? Well, there's optimism out there for strong demand next year and ongoing supply concerns from Latin America. The rally in corn extended to a six-year high as Argentina temporarily suspended export licenses for the grain to ship before March 1st. Why? They want to maintain adequate domestic animal feed supplies. Meanwhile, soybeans moved above $13. That underscores a bullish demand outlook. China's need for oilseed imports is bumping up against concern that the global supply will come up short due to rain-thirsty crops in South America. See what you learn here? Well, the world of podcasting is hot and getting hotter. How do we know? Well, today we learned that Amazon has agreed to acquire podcasting company Wondery as the dominant audiobook company moves to strengthen itself in another sound-based medium. Bloomberg News first reported in September that Wondery was exploring a sale, and the Wall Street Journal said earlier this month that Amazon was in the lead at a valuation of about $300 million. Amazon, which began as an online seller of books, already has a dominant position in audiobooks through its Audible division and launched podcasts back in September. Founded in 2016 by former TV executive Herman Lopez, Wondery has produced some of the most popular podcasts over the past several years, and revenue is expected to exceed $40 million this year. Today, the Dow clinched its 13th record close of the year, lifted in part by a climb in Walt Disney shares and bets on a swift economic recovery. The blue chips added 73 points today, but did come off session highs to close at 30,409. The S&P 500 gained 5 points to close at 3732, and the NASDAQ was up 19 points to end the trade at 12,870. Together, the three indexes are on course to finish the year with sizable gains, even as the pandemic continues to weigh on the economy and as unemployment pictures continue to cast doubts about the recovery. However, investors are betting on the vaccines and moving forward with a new administration. And finally, there is this. If the day ends with a Y, you can bet there's yet another work-from-home story. And according to the Wall Street Journal, major companies including ConAgra, General Mills, and Kimberly-Clark are going all in on a long-term shift to remote work by investing in factories and expanding production. For example, sales of products like microwave popcorn, mac and cheese, and toilet paper have boomed during the pandemic, pushing consumer product companies to identify growth opportunities like home lunch foods and beard care products. Beard care products. I mean, who needs to shave if you're working from home, right? And it all could pay off big time. Telecommuting research firm Global Workplace Analytics estimates that about a quarter of Americans will work from home at least part of the week by the end of 2021, compared to about 4% pre-pandemic. And coming up next, a conversation about a new offering from Tarot International. It's called Tarot Clinics, Learning in Small Doses. And it's all with founder, president, and CEO, Roe Crosby. Stay with us.